Awakened.
Conscious Conversations Podcast to help you grow and discover who you are, to develop a deeper, more complete side of yourself via conscious talks, self-love, meditation, and by interviewing some of the most inspiring guests on the planet.
shamanichealings.earth for more information.
And the theme of today's show is tangible methods to establish a stronger connection with your higher self. Hello everybody, I'm your host, the Gentle Yoga Warrior, and this is Awakened Conscious Conversations Podcast, brought to you today in this magical pre-holiday atmosphere. In a moment, we'll be welcoming national best-selling author, MBA, MLA, CHT practitioner, level 2 QHHT practitioner, mindset performance coach, Jason Medlock. I printed off his book and I wanted to share a few quotes. But one of the things that I read from his book when people were describing his work, it is a beacon for the open-minded, calling to those who crave personal development and growth. If you are intrigued by the mysteries of the universe and yearn to understand your unique role within it, read this book. It was created because of you, for you. I like that a lot. So Jason is an international best-selling author and mindset performance coach based in Katy, Texas, with a profound understanding of the human potential and passion for empowering others. And I like that. It's good to have passion to empower others. This is what we try and do on Awaken Conscious Conversations Podcast. That's why we have some of the best guests in the world on this show, and each one of them gives us a fantastic bit of inspiration. The first part of the book, it says, it is a beacon for the open-minded, calling to those who crave personal development and growth. If you are intrigued by the mysteries of the universe and yearn to understand your unique role within, read this book. It is created because of you, for you. So without further ado, please join Jason Medlock, joining us all the way from Texas today. Welcome to the show, Jason.
Thank you, Carol. How are you today? I'm glad to be here.
I'm super excited to have you on the show. And we're going to talk today, Jason, all about how we can find methods to kind of establish a stronger connection with our higher self, tangible methods. And having read some of your amazing book, Empowered by Consciousness by Jason Medlock, I thought you were the best person to speak about these things today. Before we start, I would just like to share a quote from about your book, which I thought was fantastic. And it says, "The beauty of Empowered by Consciousness is its universal appeal. It doesn't discriminate between those steeped in religious traditions and those setting foot on the path of spirituality, but offers more insights and perspectives that connect with many readers, regardless of their spiritual background or the stage of their journey." And that's what I love so much about this book. So today we're going to talk about the book and also tangible methods on how to connect with our higher self. Would you mind, Jason, telling the listeners a bit about your story so far? And
my story, it starts off, real simple. I'm 9 years old and I'm in church, and just the understanding of God and who he was and where was he. And I was a child just playing with toys. And that's when I really started to want to know, where was God? And I'm a Methodist, I'm a Christian. So, I believe in God, but I didn't have this understanding on where can I touch him? Where can I go meet him at? Praying, of course. So this went on and on. And, as I became a teenager, my sister was more like my spiritual guide, my spiritual teacher. She would often talk to me about the stars and the planets and the universe and how everything works together. And I grew up, had a fascination with the otherworldly, the unknown. And I was able to follow her lead all the way into college. And she started to give me affirmations of faith, you know, little small manifestations. But they were, you know, affirmations. So I'm saying these affirmations in college. I'm, you know, I am the best at what I do. I am a great football player. I am a great student athlete. And all of these things kept happening every time I would affirm them. And I said, wow, this stuff really works. And then I started to learn about the law of attraction in the movie, The Secret. And The Secret, with Bob Proctor and all the top Americans who are into the manifestation and the law of attraction, this movie, The Secret, I was watching it twice a year, and the vision boarding parties and the actual vibration that we have in our bodies and the frequency in which we emit attracts light frequencies. And that's the law of attraction. And I started to understand that in vision board parties and going to those and putting pictures up of things that I could have a visual representation of on what I wanted to bring into my life. And guess what? It was happening at a rate of just every time I created a vision board each year, out of the 15 or 20 things, three or four of those things were happening. And I was just, well, is this a connection or what is it? And that's what drove me to dive deeper into the study of metaphysics, wow, deeper into the study of consciousness. And then COVID-19 happened.
Oh.
And we were forced to be with ourselves and to understand ourselves and to delve deep within. And I started to understand meditation played a part in calming my mind and get into this safe place so that I could differentiate between my conscious mind and my subconscious mind. And once I start to get that differential understanding, I could hear who was talking.
Wow.
And just throughout my life, you know, ego driven, you know, speaking, you know, so strong and uppity to people. But hearing your conscience and your subconscious, two different people, that conscious mind is driven by the ego and the subconscious mind is driven by the higher self. And just that basic understanding helped me understand, it was the ground floor of my spiritual walk. And that's how it kind of all started for me.
Wow. What a story, Jason. Amazing. And your sister sounds fantastic to help encourage those positive affirmations. And I know you write about her in your book and how she,
yes,
helped you with your faith and that. That's fantastic. So on this wonderful journey that you embarked on, why do you think so many other people find it hard and difficult to understand their abilities and how to process them? You know, like people that try vision boards and maybe it's not worked for them, etc. I'm very intrigued to hear your opinion on that.
I think that it's because we have lost the ability to experience our feelings, experience our emotions. We aren't mindfulness. It's not in the DNA of the average human. You know, your awareness is not tuned in to your body and to your thought process and to your surroundings. We have a difficult time than trying to explore or even relating to, you know, these extra things that God has afforded us, because it starts with recognizing yourself, self-recognition. That's the basic building blocks of consciousness, being aware. And once you are aware, be mindful. And once you're mindful, that means that everything around you have looked at it, you've contemplated it, you've understood the geometric shape, the smell, the taste, the scent, the personality, the moves, the ups, the downs, being mindful, being aware of your surroundings. It helps you to open yourself to other possibilities. And from there, you develop gratitude. And developing gratitude is a huge part of understanding your emotions, caring about this person next to you, caring about the people in Israel or Afghanistan or anybody in the world. I hope those people are safe. Just a little thing. I'm thankful for my job every day. Oh, thank you for the kids and thank you for the food we're eating. Gratitude even plays a huge part if you're a corporate leader, if you're the president. A leader who uses gratitude in his management style or in the way he leads people will always be looked up to and followed. And the residue of this is an increased a percentage of performance at work, or a audience that is obedient, and 9 times out of 10 will, you know, the crime will decrease if you're a leader that practices gratitude in your leadership style. So all those things are a part of you being able to, or a person being able to experience themselves, spirituality, this peace, this abundance with mindfulness, with meditation, and with practicing gratitude so that you can realize feelings. If you don't realize your feelings, you will find it hard to connect to source.
Oh, I love that. That's absolutely fantastic. And the gratitude thing, I was, as you were saying that, Jason, it came to mind, I was remembering that jobs in the past where people have felt that grateful for what I'm doing, and then jobs in the past where kind of ruled by kind of terror. And definitely you're going to get more out of people if there's gratitude and you say it's sending love and thanks to the world. And what I particularly like about your book, it helps people to kind of break down that it's not just a case of watching The Secret once and then not doing anything and then expecting things to kind of change, because life just doesn't work that way. And so I think that's what I like about your book. It gives people.
But see, I try to demystify complex or so-called complex terms or complex topics like psychedelics, like meditation, remote viewing, astral projection, the subconscious mind. I try to demystify these concepts by offering scientific backup, by offering a personal account, and by actually showing you how to move into the practice, move into the modality.
That's going to help people a lot by being shown how to do it. And that feels like accessible to people, because I think sometimes the spirituality world can sometimes confuse people more than it can help them sometimes if they're kind of starting out and they're not so sure on things. So that's a great gift to give to the world, for sure. And I'm grateful to have you on the podcast today, Jason, to share your wisdom with our listeners. Can anyone develop these capabilities and become kind of more conscious? Because I think there's so many things that are trying to pull our attention. I rant on a bit about this a lot, but telephones, like mobile phones or cell phones, I'm not saying they're all bad, but there's all ways that things can kind of grab our attention from this present moment. And I think that kind of knocks our ability to connect with consciousness. And going back to my question, can anyone kind of learn to connect with their consciousness, and how can you can help with that?
Yeah, anyone can learn how to connect to consciousness. But you said this, you have to condition yourself. You have to practice. Anyone can learn how to ride a bike, but to ride it efficiently, you have to practice your balance. You have to practice your pedal speed. You have to practice your coordination with your hands. And to anybody learning how to connect with consciousness, or to use remote viewing to move your consciousness to anywhere in the world, any object, locate any object, unknown object, you have to practice it. And the way you practice this connection is by spending time, quiet time, connecting to yourself. You know, pick up some sort of modality, whether it be yoga, whether it be prayer, whether it be meditation, whatever you use to fluctuate the brainwave states, alpha, you know, delta, theta, beta. I mean, you want to get the brainwave state down to the deep theta brainwave state, the state of concentration, the state that athletes train in, To state that when you're at your job and you're working hard, you don't want to be bothered and you're focused, that's the theta brainwave state. We move in and out of this state every day, all day long. So this brainwave state is the optimal state for you to find that level of comfort and peace and relaxation and focus. I work in the somnambulistic state when I'm doing quantum hypnosis or regression therapy using Dolores Cannon's technique, quantum healing hypnosis. And that is a state that is deeper than the theta brainwave state, which at that point, the client hears my voice and I keep them awake and we can move to different parts of their lifetime, or we can move to understand different things that are going on in their past, present, and future. So anyone can learn to practice these modalities. They just have to understand this stillness, this peace within themselves, so that they can get their bodies to relax. Once you start to practice how to do Reiki, once you start to practice how to do remote viewing, because in each modality that you learn, EFT tapping, meditating, hypnosis, any of these modalities that you're learning to use, it starts with calming the body, getting the body in a place of love, of comfort and of peace. And once you're in that peaceful place, you're able to connect. And so it just takes practice.
It does. And that's a fantastic explanation. It does take practice, a little bit of practice every day.
Yes.
And, you know, sometimes we might want to take the easier route and think, oh, I don't want to practice today. But
I've done that before, too. Even in my walk, okay, I got it down. I moved to the next thing. No, you don't have it down. So, yeah, I didn't practice as much as I should. And once I started practicing some modalities, it took a while because your higher self won't give you the access to these wonderful gifts if he doesn't think that you really want to do it. Your higher self knows everything about you. He knows everything you've done in the past, present, will do in the future, and have done. And in multiple dimensions, in multiple realities. So it's a complex thought process, but we are multidimensional beings made of light and sound. And we can materialize in and out of different dimensions all day long, every day. But in this reality, we're avatars, we're human avatars, and our higher self is in many, many, many realms.
I was reading that in your book, Jason. I really feel that definitely. My father passed in the summer, and I was going different places with him in different dimensions in my sleep. I can't explain it, but I felt like I was like leaving my body and going to different places. And when I was reading in your book about how we can exist in different dimensions, and that you've also got the ability to move between these different dimensions, I thought, oh wow, that makes really sense. So did it take you long to, it sounds like you've got, mine kind of happened by chance, it seems like you've got more kind of control of how you do it. And did it take long to do?
You know, I got control. And when you say, did it take long? Yeah, it took me almost 2 months to leave my body for the first time. And even when it happened, it was because I was trying to do something different, because I had given up. Like, oh my God, I've been practicing astral projection and I've been meditating and it just hadn't happened. Well, the higher self won't let it happen until it wants to. Mm-hmm. Until it feels like it's for the greater good of all. Until it feels like this is not just for yourself, the driven, self-driven ego, but because of the exploration of it to help others. Everything we do as practitioners has to be tied in to help others. But our experiences are to experience success in our lives, success in our families, success economically. So that whole thing about us being practitioners and the ones that we study metaphysics, or we host people who speak about metaphysics, there still has to be an economic factor. And when we can get over that hump and remove those subconscious money blocks, then we can start charging and not feeling bad about charging people for the gift that you developed. You know, so yeah, it's pretty amazing. We can go a lot of different topics, a lot of different ways, but I just have so much to share to your audience, and just shoot away.
Yeah, no, it's so interesting. All this, it's true. We can talk about for days. There's so much. It's just a vast and wonderful subject. To help our listeners,
I smiled when you said her name, Chloe Moore. She's awesome.
If I want to buy your book and I'm a listener, it's on Amazon worldwide and all kind of places like that, and off your website as well, I'm guessing as well, Jason. There's a link there on your website.
Yes, it's a link on the website. It gets you to Amazon, but it's like you said, it's worldwide. It's with Ingram Spark. So Ingram Spark is worldwide. It's on Barnes and Noble. So you can get the book anywhere. And not only can you get the book, there's a section on the website where you buy the book. You can scroll down a little bit. You can actually start a book club. I have a book club sheet there. I actually participate in the book club. I think I do two or three appearances on the actual book club Zoom or whatever the call is. And I talk through concepts while the people are actually hosting their club. So you get the author at least two times, I believe, at the beginning and at the end. So we have that set up. And I have all these wonderful hypnosis audios that are free on the site for people who need healing. The Crystalline River Healing is a healing that was performed by the late, great Dolores Cannon. And I recorded this meditation of healing of all the chakras on the website. And it's a download. It's a free download. And I've gotten a money success magnet self-hypnosis audio on there for anybody who wants to start to train the subconscious mind on, you know, moving into a new reality. And that's what hypnosis does, is making suggestions to the subconscious mind, but only until we have the subconscious mind at a optimal position to be able to take the suggestions. And that's why I practice quantum healing hypnosis, the deepest form of hypnosis, to move you past the beta brainwave state into the somnambulistic state.
It sounds all completely amazing and fantastic. How do our listeners find you? What's your website, Jason? I'll put a link in the show notes, if you don't mind sharing.
Yeah, I'm easy to find. My name is Jason Medlock, M-E-D-L-O-C-K, jasonmedlock.com. You want to know anything about... Yeah, if you want to know anything about the book, just click on the tab, Empowered by Consciousness. If you want to know about my hypnosis programs or my coaching methods and how I use these modalities to strengthen the subconscious mind or to change any habit or to move you to the time on when the depression started, to move you to the time when did the PTSD start? Into this lifetime or that lifetime with past life regression therapy. You know, so that's I'm a certified clinical hypnotherapist, but it's not as powerful as quantum healing hypnosis. Dolores Cannon's technique by far is the best technique in the world with moving clients to the somnambulistic state to relieve trauma, to heal disease. Having this one-on-one connection with the higher self to contemplate the disease that's in the body and how can we remove the disease out of the body. This is very, very fine work that puts you directly in verbal contact with the subconscious mind through the quantum healing hypnosis technique. But I've integrated this technique into the workplace. I've integrated this technique into athletics, into sales, into a number of different things where average, everyday working people can just take advantage of it, not just being this woo-woo-woo technique that can get you, that can, you know, all of Dolores Cannon's book, you can figure out if you were an alien. Yeah, you can do that, but you can take advantage of the deep healing nature of quantum healing hypnosis as well in your life.
And what a good person to do than yourself. I know, do you work with international clients? So just out of question, because...
Oh, absolutely. Because here's the takeaway. Hypnosis is not touch therapy. Nothing about what we do is touching you. You know, mental illness, we don't touch. This data, it can be transferred through this signal. The healing is non-local. But healing is universal. And we're using frequency and vibration to heal and sound to heal. So, yeah, I work with clients anywhere. I've had a few clients that were, they were in, I think it was Paris. It was some time ago when I first started doing this. And I also have a podcast as well. So a lot of people tune in from everywhere. But I had some clients overseas. I was showing them how to do remote viewing. We had a little small little course I did for them and taught them how to remote view. But yeah, you know, people can work with me all over the world. I do sessions online. You know, it's just a matter of what it is a person is dealing with, what they're trying to accomplish, and then I have to put together a package, whether it's hypnosis or whether it's actual mindset coaching or whether it's a combination.
Oh, that makes sense, because everyone's thing could be unique. It could be one over or both. I understand. Yeah. That sounds brilliant. Yes. Oh, it's Jason, I'm mindful that due to some technical errors, we started a bit late, so I'm mindful not to go over our allocated time. But I would like to, because I had so many questions that I wanted to ask you, but I'm going to ask you, is anything that, what would you like to cover in this final question to our listeners?
Well, I want listeners to pay more attention to themselves. The most, the people who have a plan and that are making great money, typically they have a plan. That's what I wanted to say. Typically have a plan. The people who are excelling and doing wonderful, they have a coach, but they'll never tell you that.
Right.
And that's my motto. I tell people that every level, someone's showing you. We have spirit guides that do that too. We just have to tune into it. But when you look at trying to be better or trying to better your life, then seriously, look at you first. And if you're objective, you can find where the blockages are and just try to get those taken care of. And people like myself, people like you, a lot of guests you have, this is what we do. And we are more than happy to work with you. But whoever resonates with you is who you should use. But I thank you for having me on the show. And my parting words with the audience is trust, relax, and discover.
Hello, dear listeners, and I'm asking for your help now. Please help us to continue making great content for listeners everywhere. So we've been doing the show now for 3 years, and we need help to build it so that we can help even more people. A little bit of inspiration goes a long way, and you just don't know how a episode may inspire someone to make some positive changes for their life. Why do I need your help? Well, you can now sponsor the show for as little as $3 a month, and you can cancel it at any time. If you just go to the show notes, you will see a link there on how to sponsor the show, or go to shamanichealings.earth and look at the page that says sponsor the show, and you can find more details there.
Fantastic. So listen, dear audience, trust, relax, and discover.
Yes.
So the one and only Jason Medlock, thank you so much for joining us today from Texas. I can't wait to get the show live. And as always, dear listeners, do stay tuned. There's a meditation inspired by today's show. But thank you so much, Jason, for taking time out of your busy day.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
As promised, here is your meditation. Inspired by today's show. Top tips for the meditation is either sit nice and cross-legged on the floor with a nice straight back. Always nice to sit on a block or a cushion. Or if that's not available for you, you sit in a chair with the back nice and straight. The important thing is you're not slouching. And if you're doing something that requires your concentration, all you need to do is just pause this and you can reconvene the meditation at a time that is good for you. If you're doing the meditation, let's begin. So I thought, what better thing to do than to do a 5-minute meditation where we can send healing to those in need and in turn receive healing for our own needs. And hence we're going to create this wonderful place where everyone's going to feel a sense of love, joy, and in times when we feel helpless, where we may not be able to help people who are sick or going through things, we can send them some energetic love and support, and that we can ascend in an abundance. Close the eyes, take some calm, deep inhalations, calm, deep exhalations, and this meditation, let's begin. So using your imagination, you are now in this magical cave. What is so beautiful and spectacular about this cave is that it is filled with beautiful crystals and beautiful jewels. But the ground is like an earthy, kind of red, richy, earthy concoction. And it is so grounding. It's like iron, kind of that groundy kind of feel to it. And you are sitting here calmly, and it's creating this kind of like circly labyrinth shape in your imagination. And as you sit there on the earth, you kind of feel the heartbeat. Feel it through your feet, echoing right through your entire being. And the rhythm may be different for everyone. That's fine. You will find the rhythm that's right for you. And as you sit there, you breathe and you bring in some calming, peaceful energy. So you feel that energy come into your body via the prana, the life force of oxygen, bringing rich oxygen-rich blood to the whole of your body. You're coming into your body through the breath and into your Anahata chakra, which is the heart center. So you can place one hand in the center of your chest, slightly towards the left, and the other hand on your navel, and you can begin to breathe, and you connect the energy of this cave ground, which could symbolize Mother Earth, and the energy of the cave ceiling, which could symbolize Father Sky. And you're bringing that energy into your being. And even if this is a little bit off the wall for you, stick with me. So you're feeling this energy coming into the body. You're feeling the breath, this life force. So you kind of start to illuminate with this life force of energy. And then in your imagination, there's someone sitting with their back to you in front of you. And that can be the loved one, the person, or even a place, a country, where you wish to send healing. This will be personal to you. Whoever pops into your mind as you place your hand on their shoulder, imagine that from your heart center, you are sending them energy of love, support, and healing. And you take some breaths. And as you breathe, that energy of healing into that other person, someone has placed their hand on your shoulder and they are sending you healing or the healing that you need. So as you give healing, you are receiving healing. And the way that everyone's sitting in this kind of maze of a circle, there's not one person that isn't giving and receiving. So then the balance of the universe is in perfect balance of this giving and receiving of energy. And you're giving that person in front of you strength, healing, compassion, elevation, all those kind of positive emotions, and also the strength to deal with when unpositive emotions come their way, because that is a natural part of life as well. So you're giving them that healing, that strength through your breath as you send it, beam it out into the universe, out into that person, and in turn, someone is beaming it into your being. And we are so much more connected than we believe. So instead of sending fear to other people, can you send joy, love, elevation, strength, and healing? And in turn, allow yourself to receive as someone sends it to you. So take a nice deep inhalation, a nice deep exhalation, and without speaking to them, well, rather without them turning around, and then without the person in front of you turning around or you turning around, just say thank you, and then send that thank you to the person in front, and then feel that energy go back to the person behind you. So again, everyone saying thank you, giving and receiving equally. And then suddenly you find yourself on your feet. The cave is now empty. And then you slowly come up the stairs out of the cave, back into your everyday life, into your everyday world, knowing by spending a few moments each day, you can send healing and in turn receive healing. And we could do this on a global scale, sending joy, love, and happiness. So slowly come back into the moment, come back into the room. And go about your day, evening, whatever time it is you're listening to this, with that magnificent energy that you gave and received in balance. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart for the energy that you have given to the world by taking part in this meditation. So thank you so much. So thank you so much, dear listeners, for taking the time to listen and support our show today. And if you want any more information on what we have to offer, check out shamanichealings.earth for more information.